Amen. Like I say, it's a joy and a privilege to be here. Well, I tell you what, and I'm nervous this morning. I'll tell you, I feel like a minnow in a pool full of crappie. Amen. Betchins ain't never heard that one before, have you? Boy, I'm thankful for the Lord, and I'm sure thankful for what He's done for me, and I'm thankful for this privilege to be here today. The last youth Sunday that I preached, my wife told me that I had to start turning them down. She said, "You ain't young no more. You're going to have to quit agreeing to these youth Sundays." I sure am thankful for the opportunity to stand and to preach the Word of God. It's the calling that God has put on my life, and boy, I'm thankful for it. I used to run from it, used to be scared to death of it. Boy, I'm still nervous whenever I stand behind the pulpit because it is certainly a serious thing, not to be taken lightly. But, friend, I tell you what, it's been the greatest privilege that God has ever given me to hold His Word dear. Cody Harrison, boy, I tell you what, I'm an emotional preacher. You'll find that out today. And that I'm much like Jeremiah there, as I'm a little bit of a weeping type of preacher. And that it just seems like the joy just comes out, and I can't contain it. But anyhow, if you got your Bibles with you, well, before we get started, I want to do something. And it may be a little different this morning, but I want to ask you this. How many in here knows you a sinner? Amen. How many of you know you're a sinner? Brother Cody Harris, if there's something we can agree on this morning, can we agree that you and I are sinners? Brother Travis, if there's something we can agree on this morning, can you and I agree that we are a sinner? A friend in that, can I tell you that each and every one of us are sinner by the way of Adam and that? Boy, I'm telling you what, I'm thankful for Sunday school. I'm thankful for the way that God laid this thing out. I kept my mouth shut because I knew that if I got to talking, I'd get into the preaching. But friend in that, I'm thankful for the way that God lays the foundation in knowing this, that you and I are sinners this morning. That's what it takes, that you and I first have to come to the admittance that we are sinners in need of saving. Amen. That we are sinners in need of grace. That we are sinners in need of mercy. Hey, it's not just, now don't get me wrong, we get saved. Once saved, always saved. I believe it. But Brother Cody Harris, I'm like David. I know that His mercy and His grace is new every day. And I need it every single day of my life. There ain't a day that goes by that I do not need His mercy and grace. A friend, because I am a sinner. They may call me preacher. I may come in here dressed up in a button-down shirt and a tie. But friend, there's no masking the fact that I am a sinner in need of God's grace. And friend, if we can establish that this morning, that you and I are sinners in need of God's grace, boy, the Word of God will speak to our heart. We'll be humbled before Him, and we can allow Him to work in our lives. May I say this? And we'll get to the Word. The sister asked me, she said, "Are you long-winded?" I said, "Sometimes, friend, in that." But I'm thankful that God and that knows my heart. I'm thankful that God knows. Friend, may I say this morning? You may be sitting here on the pew and you say, "Preacher, I don't know that I'm a sinner." May I say, yes, you are. And that every one of us was born in the sin, and that headed to a devil's hell. But praise be unto God. I am thankful for the redemption power and that of the blood of Jesus Christ. Friend, and that you may be sitting here today saying, "Preacher, you don't know and that what it is that I'm going through." Can I tell you this morning, as we get started, there's a big name God, Brother Cody Harris, that knows your pain, that knows your sorrow, that knows the sin that you are in. You may be here today, a friend, and say, "I've been a member of the church for 50 years. A friend, can I tell you, just because your name's on a church book ain't going to get you into heaven. A friend, but can I tell you this? Knowing that your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Boy, what greater gift to give to a youth Sunday than being a babe in Christ. Amen. And don't, I'm thankful that God ain't no respecter of persons, Cody Harris, because if He was, friend, I'd still be bound in that to hell today. I'd still be on my way in that to a place of torment and a place of agony. But praise be unto God, a friend, that He found me in a Whirlpool factory in 2014, and there by the side of Track 62, I fell down on my face and gave my life to Christ. Friend, I want to say this morning. Maybe you're here and you say, God, I'm struggling with sin. I'm struggling with addiction. Can I tell you, there's a God right here who can help you this morning. Friend, maybe you're saying, I've just fell by the wayside. I know I'm saved, but I just can't seem to keep it on track. Can I tell you, there's a God right here, a friend that can take care of that. Maybe you're sitting here and you're saying, I come in that from a broken home or from situations that you can't understand, preacher, things that you've never dealt with. There's one that feels the feelings of your infirmities. Sitting right here this morning, friend, I don't care what the cause or what the situation is, but friend, what I can tell you is that there is a God that knows everything about you and knows every situation that comes and knows every problem you've ever had and knows your pain. And is sitting right here waiting on you this morning. And friend, I want to go ahead and start off by giving you an invitation and saying, you don't have to wait for me to shut up, to hit your knees and pray to a God who loves you, and who cares for you, and who bled on Calvary's tree, and that for you, that ye may know that you are saved. Oh my, we listened on the way up the mountain this morning, and that the Lindsay's come out with a new song. And it says, the blood still amazes me. Friend, Brother Cody Harris, it gets to a line there. Boy, it just stirs my spirit. And it says, I can't go to hell if I wanted to. And honey, I tell you what, there's something about knowing this morning that there ain't a possibility that my soul is going to end up in hell. Why is that, preacher? Because all them years ago I fell down on my face and got a surety. A surety. And I'm here to tell, boy, I don't know. I'm here to tell you this morning that God can give you an assurity that without a shadow of a doubt, there is no denying, there's no devil in hell that can tell you you ain't going. There ain't no man, woman, boy, girl, or child, a friend that can tell you you ain't going, but you can fall down and you can say that I know that I am saved. Woo! I tell you what, if that don't make you want to shout, friend, and that knowing that your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Whew. Well, I'm going to have to get to the Scripture. Amen. You got your Bibles with you. Turn over to John chapter number 1. Oh my, John chapter number 1, we're going to read some. So bear with us in that, starting in verse number 29. The Bible says, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Oh, man. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare record saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit Spirit descending and remaining on Him, the same as He which baptizes the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record of this, the Son of God. Again, the next day after John stood and two of his disciples and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following and saith unto them, what seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? He saith unto them, now listen, come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon, Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon and saith unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is interpretation, a stone. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip and saith unto him, follow me. And now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? And Philip saith unto him, come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith of him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith unto him, whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, before that Philip called thee, when thou was under a fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Our most kind and gracious Father, we come to you this morning, Lord, asking you to take this self and move it aside. Lord, asking you, Lord, to preach us under the power and the demonstration and under the unction and that of the Holy Spirit. God, knowing this, there is nothing good about me. There is nothing righteous about me save the blood of Jesus. And God, I come to you asking you, Lord, and that to use us as a mouthpiece to preach your word. And God, I pray that if there be any in the midst of us today in need of help, in need of salvation, Lord, that they would come to you. For today is the day of salvation. And God would give you all the honor and all the praise. For it is in the name of Jesus that we humbly pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. We'd like to preach to you this morning on the thought, come and see, if the Lord would allow us. A friend, in that as you find here in that in the Word of God, a friend, what you find is John, as he's baptizing these folks out in the water, a friend, in that that one comes that he had been speaking of, and friend, that he said that he was not worthy to loosen, a friend, in that his sandals, but friend, in that what you find is that John begins to witness, and he begins to testify about what he saw. He begins to tell them about
Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the one who was come, and not to save the sin, a friend of the whole world. What you find is that as time goes on, and John's testifying that he begins to talk to some disciples, and these disciples of John, that they begin to get a little curious, and they start wondering, maybe I need to go see this man that John talks about. Maybe I need to get in there and see what Jesus is all about. A friend in there. What I love is as they come to Jesus. And friend, as they begin to talk with him, they ask him where it is that he abides. And I love Jesus' response. Friend, he said, come and see. And friend, may I stop right there this morning and say this. Friend, in that, that if we want to find out a little bit about Jesus, a friend, in that this morning, it's as easy as coming and seeing. I believe it was David said, and see that the Lord is good. A friend in that, may I say this morning, a friend in that, that it's that simple, and that the disciples wanted to know where it was that he was abiding. And friend, what it is, you'll find there that when they came and they saw where it was he was staying, the Bible says that they abide with him that day. A friend in that, I'm thankful for the Word of God and that in the book. A friend that says that if we would allow him to enter, the Bible says that if we would let him in, a friend that he would sup with us and we would sup with him. A friend, knowing this, that if we would get a little curiosity about us, they say curiosity killed the cat, but friend, can I tell you, and that for the man of for the lost man, curiosity only kills the old man, and there's a new creature that comes, a friend in that through Christ, and we can abide with him this day, a friend knowing that he is the Messiah. The disciples found this. Friend, I like it. Jesus asked them, said, what seek ye? What seek ye? And may I ask you the question this morning? We're each and every one here this morning. I don't believe it's by coincidence, Cody Harris. I don't believe it's by mistake, but I believe that each and every one of us comes seeking something this morning. Friend, in that, I believe that every one of us come looking for an answer for something. Friend, maybe it's just to praise God this morning, or maybe there's something going on in your life, and you come just to see, hey, I've heard that if I could get down to the church, that Jesus has done many great things for the folk there. Maybe you've heard that them folk down there at Greasy Creek Baptist Church, boy, they get to shouting, and they get to praising, and I just want to know what it's all about. Maybe you've come this morning seeking in that way out. Maybe you've come looking for Jesus, the one you've heard so much about. Oh boy, can I just say, come and see? Come and see. Boy, I'm telling you what, Cody Harris, them's three powerful words right there. Come and see. We are a people, a visual, right? A friend in that. We are folks that like to see things happen in front of our face. I tell you what, we're some type that likes to see an actual movement of God before we'll just fall out on our face and believe. But can I tell you today that we look for it in all the wrong places. We look for it in the pastor. We look for it in the deacons or in the singers. But friend, in the very soul, in the very heart of it, we are to be looking unto Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith, the Alpha and the Omega, the sweet rose of Sharon. Amen. We are to be looking for the one they call Rabbi, which is by interpretation, Master. Oh my, come and see, he told the disciples. And that day, they abode with him. But friend, it doesn't just end there. We find here that through this sequence of events, boy, ain't it, can I just tell you this? I've heard all my life, Brother Travis, that one person can't make a difference. I've heard all my life that one person can't make a change. Oh my, how they're wrong. Amen. Friend, I might not be able to change the world, Brother Cody Harris. But by my testimony, and that revelation says that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Honey, can I tell you, and that if you're here to tell me that my testimony can't change something, I might not change the world, and that, but I can change somebody's world, and that with the testimony of Jesus. Friend, and that what we see here isn't that the disciples that John starts off by telling about the Messiah, and then a couple disciples want to know more, and they go to see for themselves, and then what we find here is even more begin to follow. Oh my church, friend, what we find in them, and that Simon and Peter, friend, and Andrew, and all these begin to gather around, and as they begin to talk and to testify about Jesus, Jesus looks unto a man from Galilee, named Philip, or a man named Philip at Galilee, and he says, oh man, he speaks two words, he says, follow me. Oh, how many faithful this morning, that whenever you began to seek out after God, that God spoke those sweet words that said, follow me. Hey, man, Brother Cody Harris, I ain't certain about my future, but what I can tell you is that I know the one who's walking in front of me. I know the one, glory to God, who I can hold just the hem of his garments. And friend, make my way through. Oh, but friend, it says that as he found Philip there, and Philip followed him, friend, and boy, look at the series of events here. One testimony leading to another. Follow Jesus, and what we find here is that he finds a man named Nathaniel, and he begins to talk to Nathaniel, and he says, hey Nathaniel, hey listen, we have found the one that the Old Testament has prophesied about. We have found the one, we have found the one that Isaiah wrote and said that he would bear the iniquities of God's people. We have found the one that Isaiah began to talk about, who said blood can cleanse you as white as snow. Oh, praise God. Nathaniel, you just got to find out about the one we found. Oh, Nathaniel, friend, you've got to see. There's one that's baptizing with fire. Oh, and the Holy Spirit of God is upon him. Oh, Nathaniel, you've got to see. A friend, and that is John was baptizing people with water. Oh, the skies opened up, and a dove pure fell down from the heavens and spoke, this is my son, in whom I'm well pleased. Oh, Nathaniel, you've got to see him. Oh, boy, I'm telling you what, I guarantee you that old Philip couldn't contain himself. Boy, I guarantee you, oh, boy, howdy, that he was just about as thrilled could be to go to tell Nathaniel, son, if you only knew. Oh, maybe I don't know the conversation that they had, brother. Oh, but I can just imagine. Oh, I can just imagine. Hey, Philip, son, listen. Oh, my. Oh, we've waited so long. Oh, we've been faithful. Oh, we've cried out to God. Oh, we've worked for God. And we've tried our very best. Oh, Nathaniel, you're not going to believe me. But there's one that's come. And he's come to die. And that he's come to bear the sins of you and I. Oh, Nathaniel, can you believe it? Oh, we don't have to to go and sacrifice no bullock or lamb no more. But there's going to be one sacrifice that will be a sacrifice for all eternity. Oh, Nathaniel. He comes out of Nazareth, Nathaniel. Nathaniel says, but can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Oh, my. And listen. Philip says some powerful words. He says, come and see. You don't believe me, Nathaniel? Boy, my heart's thrilled, Nathaniel. And if you don't believe me, that's all right. I'll take you to him. Woo! Are you hearing me, church? You don't believe me? Let me take you to him. Let me take you to one whose blood, boy, is the most powerful substance this earth has ever seen. Friend, let me take you to one who stood there at the well. And that is, he said, I must go through Samaria. And he met that little old woman there. And he said, oh my, if you knew who I was. Oh my. If you knew who I was. Oh, if you just knew who he was this morning, church. I don't know your heart. I don't know the condition that you're sitting in, but may I tell you to come and see a friend in that. I can tell you this, that my God is the God of everything. A friend, and that Jesus, oh, if we back up to John 1, a little further back in there, the Bible says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. A friend in that, and it says that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's Jesus. Oh my. To know that Jesus, friend. Oh, as Philip began to talk to Nathaniel, I'm sure that Nathaniel had all kinds of questions. Well, how do you know he's the Messiah? How do you know that he is the one? And maybe he began to question Philip's thought process, his sanity, so to speak. And maybe he just said, maybe he was like Thomas. He was full of doubt. Thomas couldn't believe. But when they brought him there to see Jesus, oh my, in a moment Thomas knew. Oh my. As Philip began to talk to Nathaniel, he's convinced him the best that he can. Boy, don't that sound like us, church. We say, I've convinced. I'm like Paul. And King Agrippa, and I've taught, and I've preached, and I've witnessed as much as I can. Oh, but friend, King Agrippa said, I'm almost persuaded. Friend, and that almost ain't enough. But friend, and that maybe Nathaniel had got to that point there where he was just almost persuaded. And Philip said, I'm not just going to stop talking about him. I'm not just going to leave it here at just testifying for him. But he said, Philip, I'm going to go down and I'm going to take you to his feet. I'm going to take you down so that you can witness what I've witnessed. I'm going to take you to him and I'm going to show you that Jesus is the Messiah. He's the one we've been waiting on, Nathaniel. He's the one that we have pleaded and cried out for. He is the one, Nathaniel, that we have been hoping for. Oh, maybe Nathaniel says, Philip, how are you sure? Maybe he's just looking the part. Maybe Nathaniel says, Philip, you got to look. He was born of a virgin. Oh my. Out of Nazareth. Friend, he was born out of Bethlehem. Oh, Nathaniel. We go back through and we look at everything that Isaiah taught us. We look at everything that Micah taught us. We look at everything that David taught us and Abraham taught us and Moses talked about. Oh, Nathaniel, when we look at the facts, he checks all the boxes. Friend, not only that, but if you would just meet him, you would know. You would know. And he says, come and see. Come and see. Oh my. May I beg and I plead with you this morning, if you do not know Jesus, come and see. There ain't nothing I can tell you that's going to convince you this morning. There ain't nothing I can say that's pretty enough. There ain't nothing I can say that will make things draw you unto Him, but it takes His Spirit. We know that the Word of God says that it's by the drawing of His Spirit. And friend, all I can tell you this morning is you've got to come and see for yourself. Don't you worry about what everybody else has said. Friend, and that, I tell you what, I am that if I was to worry about what everybody's told me, friend, and not saw it for myself, friend, I'd be in a world of trouble. But I can tell you this, and may I just go and tell my testimony for just a moment, and we'll get back to the preaching. But friend, in that March 25th, 2014, I found myself, there's a little lady right here at Archville Baptist Church that I used to work with. Friend, I was foul mouthed. I was rotten, no good. I come from a line of drug addicts. Friend, alcohol. Ain't that just a filthy mouth sailor? I'd cuss you up one side and down the other. Friend, they wasn't nothing good about me. They still ain't nothing good about me other than the blood of Christ. But friend, what I can tell you is that March 25th, 2014, words were spoke to me. Hey, amen. She didn't try to convince me, Brother Cody. Ain't that the only thing she asked me, was, son, do you know that you're saved? Friend, and she told me that for a week. She'd say, son, do you know? Do you know? Do you know? Do you know? And I'd get mad and I'd say, I was saved when I was 8 years old in a vacation Bible school when I stood before the church and I said a repeat after me prayer, and that the preacher told me that I was saved. And she said, son, but do you know? And I'd get mad and I'd storm off. Hey, listen, they wasn't nothing she said that could have convinced me that Jesus was real. But what I can tell you is that March 25th, 2014, I came into work that morning. Boy, I remember every moment of it. And then I walked into work there. And after the Lord dealing with me, oh my, I couldn't sleep for all week. Friend, I was just, I was tore out of myself. I'd sit and I'd cry. I was scared to death because I didn't want to go to hell. And I wasn't sure that I wasn't going there. But friend, what I know is that the moment that I walked into that factory and she said those three little words, do you know? Friend, in that, I remember breaking down and saying, I do not know. How do I know? And she said, you're going to have to get down on your knees and you're going to have to get with Him. She said, there ain't nothing I can do to save you. There ain't nothing I can say that would help you. She said, but if you would get a hold of Jesus, if you just get a hold of Him, who you can know. Brother Cody Harris, I remember falling down on the side of that track while it was running. Boy, none the wiser of anybody else. Nobody knowed what was going on. Oh my, there was a young man by the name of Adam Bender who was a deacon out at Lebanon Baptist Church on 64 Highway. Oh, he saw the tears streaming down my face and he said, John, do you need help? I said, yeah. He said, you want me to pray with you? I said, yeah. And I fell down and I squalled my eyes out. And I said, God, if you can save me, I need you to save me now. God, if everything they've said about you is true, and you'll forgive a wretched, vile sinner such as I, I'll take it. I don't want to go to hell. And boy, in that moment, people tell me I'm crazy, but in that moment, I had my eyes closed. I saw Jesus, Cody Harris. Oh, He was sitting on that cross nailed. And He said, this is for you. Oh my, I'll never forget the image that was burned into my head that day of Jesus there at Calvary. And He said, son, all you've got to do is believe. Oh my. And I remember getting up from the side of that track, a smile on my face nobody could wipe off, grinning from ear to ear. I remember folk coming up to me and saying, John's finally snapped. He's going to kill us all. Hey, man, I was that wretched and vile that when somebody saw a smile on my face, they were scared. But praise be unto God. All I could say was, God save me. I'd heard about him. Oh, I didn't grow up in church, but boy, free babysitting was vacation Bible school, and so I ended up at every vacation Bible school around Polk County. And I heard about him. I know there was a God. I know there was a man named Jesus. But I didn't know him. Oh, I didn't know him. I hadn't saw him for myself. Everybody else around me had saw him. Oh, and I just wondered, how? Where did they get this joy? Oh, where did they get this pride in the Lord? Where did they get this, oh, bubbling joy that just makes them want to shout and sing? God, where does that come from? He just said, come and see. Oh my, maybe you're sitting here today and you say, I don't understand. I've heard and I've talked to him, or I've talked to others who love him, and I've seen this and that go on, but oh boy, I just don't know. Come and see. Friend, you're going to have to see for yourself, because I can tell you this, there ain't one person in here that can save another. Brother Cody Harris, I know without a shadow of a doubt, Pastor, that you would love to save every soul that walks in that door. If you had the power to save every single person, I know without a shadow of a doubt, you'd do it. Brother Chris Norwood, I believe in my heart that if you saw somebody come in lost, that you'd do everything in your power to save them. But you can't. We've just got to point them to the right direction. That's all we can do, Brother Cody Harris. We have to say, you can sit here and listen to me all day long, and it won't do you a lick of good, but you can come and find out. You can come down and you can see a man. Oh, let me tell you about a man. That little woman at the well, let me tell you about a man who knowed all things. Oh my, let me tell you about a man. You just come and see him, and I promise you that he'll do for you what he did for me. And friend, they ain't no, oh my, Brother Cody Harris, I know as a friend I've let you down. There's been time, yes sir, I have. Okay, oh, Haley, I know for a fact we have let y'all down as friends. But friend, I can tell you this, oh, there is one who has never let you down. I know that for a fact. There's one that's never let me down. Oh, glory to God. And I'm inviting you this morning that you can come and see. Boy, I'm slobbering and snotting everywhere. I ain't even close finished yet. Y'all probably wishing I'd shut up. So that's getting to Jesus. There's some testimonies, some witness in here, and they've come to Jesus. Now I want you to listen to what Jesus tells Nathanael when he's come and he's seen Jesus. The Bible says in verse number 47 that Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith of him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael said unto him, whence knowest thou me? Listen to that. Oh, may we stop right there for just a moment. Jesus saw him coming from afar off, and he was already there to meet him. He was already prepared, and he said, Nathanael, I know everything about you. I know everything that you've ever done. I know where you've been. I know where you're going. And boy, howdy, it just blew Nathanael away. He said, Nathanael saith unto him, whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Boy, and Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel. Now listen to what Jesus says here in verse 50. Jesus answered and said unto him, because I said unto thee, I saw thee under a fig tree, believest thou? Boy, I love this part right here. Thou shalt see greater things than these. And saith unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending, and this, and descending upon, the Son of Man. Friend, can I tell you, for those of you that have came and you have saw and you have seen Jesus, friend, may I say the best has yet to come. He said, you're going to see greater things than this, Nathaniel. Just because I told you, just because I've come and saved you, the best has yet to come. There's coming a day, friend, and that where the angels will ascend and descend from heaven on the Son of Man. Hey, honey, he's already went to the grave, and 3 days later he arose, conquering death, hell, and the grave. But can I tell you, there's greater things to come. Oh my, Brother Nathan, I look for the day that that trumpet sounds. I know some people fear it, and it is a fearful thing in knowing that you're not right with God, and if that trump sounds, you're not where you ought to be. But friend, for those of us that are born again, washed in the blood, saved to the uttermost, signed and sealed to the day of redemption, honey, I'm here to tell you, friend, in that there are greater things that we're going to see. It may not seem like much now, but boy, if you'll just hold on, there's coming a time where the trump of God will sound. And friend, that darling Lamb of God that you've waited so long to see, friend, he's going to descend there from heaven, calling us up, and that to be with him. Honey, I'm telling you what, there's a day that the heavens are going to open up, and God's going to come back down. And glory to God. I tell you what, I'm looking forward to the day of His appearing. Honey, and I'm here to tell you today, if you'll just hold on, there's greater things that you're going to see. How many of us is bad about looking into the future and talking negative? We talked about this country this morning, and we say this country's going downhill. I've heard folks say, son, we'll be lucky if this country's around another 50 years. The rate things are going, it's getting bad. We look out towards the future and we see the negative, don't we? It's easy for us. We look out to the future and we say, oh, this is what's going wrong. This is what's going bad. This is the things that's happening. Jesus tells me there's greater things coming. The Word of God is just working itself out, Brother Cody Harris. I believe that with all my heart. Oh, I've read it from front to back, and I'm here to tell you, it ain't a bad thing for the child of God. It ain't going to, this world may get worse, but things are going to get better for us. We may have to endure some things, but there are greater things coming than our earthly minds could ever even comprehend. Oh my, there are greater things coming than you and I can ever imagine. Come and see. Come and see. I don't know your heart this morning, Zane, if somebody get a song ready. I don't know your heart this morning. I don't know where you stand with Jesus. I don't know the situation. But I know one that you can come and see that knows everything. Not only does he know everything, but he can fix everything. Bob the Builder ain't got nothing on him. Amen. Tim the Tool Man Taylor, boy, he messes more stuff up than he fixes, don't he? Not Jesus. Not Jesus. He'll mend that which is broken. He'll heal that which is hurt. He'll save that which is lost. Oh my, he'll save that which is lost. Come and see him and come and know him. As we stand, as we sing, I want to give you an invitation. If you don't know him this morning, it'd be a good time to slip on out of your seat. Hey, listen, I want to say this and I'll hush. Don't you worry about what others will think. Don't you worry about what others might say about you. You say, preacher, I've been here for 50 years. What are they going to think if I fall down on my face and get right with God? Who cares what they think? Who cares what they think? I tell you what, brother. Oh, James Woody, I tell you what, I'd way rather fall down on my face in embarrassment in front of everybody than to bust hell wide open. Oh, embarrassment lasts for just a moment. Oh, but dying lost in your sins will last an eternity. Won't you come and won't you see? Amen.